I would like to shift our attention now to a discussion of the role of piracy in the first 150 years or so of the settlement of the Americas. Historians generally agree that Spain was the preeminent European military and naval power at the beginning of the 16th century. A century later, however, England had emerged as the predominant naval and colonial power. Our main conundrum here is, how did England manage to surpass Spain during the first century after the discovery of the Americas? Historian Christopher Storrs has closely studied the use of espionage by the Habsburg monarchy that ruled Spain during this era. His conclusion? There was nothing particularly distinctive about Spain's intelligence machinery, nor was it always effective. Nevertheless, intelligence contributed to the remarkable resilience of the Spanish monarchy in an age of supposed Spanish decline. Resilience, yes, but not victory. As we have seen in the earlier lectures, England struggled to protect itself from Catholic Europe and their intrigues under Queen Elizabeth I, provided the impetus for the adoption of modern spying on a large scale after 1571. To understand how England managed to replace Spain as the dominant European and world power by 1700, we have to understand a bit about the economics of this era. The reigning economic system in Europe at that time was known as mercantilism, which is defined in Webster's Dictionary as a system of political and economic policy evolving with the modern national state and seeking to secure a nation's political and economic supremacy in its rivalry with other states. According to this system, money was regarded as a store of wealth, and the goal of a state was the accumulation of precious metals. We're referring here to gold and silver in particular. The rise of mercantilism preceded the discovery of America and corresponded to the formation of modern European nation-states. But Columbus's voyage to the New World in 1492 powerfully added to the impetus for global trade and the accumulation of national wealth. Further complicating relations in the New World was Vatican policy. The year after Columbus discovered America, in 1493, Pope Alexander VI divided the New World into two continent-sized territories, North America for Catholic Portugal, Central and South America for Catholic Spain. The Spanish Armada then dominated the seas, so that there was no room whatsoever for any other country to have pretensions on the lands and wealth of the Western Hemisphere. European expansion into the New World brought opportunities for enormous wealth. Europeans were especially eager to find gold and silver. As an Aztec native commented about his Spanish conquerors, they longed and lusted for gold. Their bodies swelled with greed, and their hunger was ravenous. They hungered like pigs for that gold. If anything, this Aztec observer underestimated the Spanish thirst for gold and silver.